Yo, welcome back. Sim Car Sim Dicky, aka the real fucking Sim Cock.
I'm Monkfish, how are you getting on? And
Seamus D.
Yup. DD for DJ.
D for Big Dicky. How are you getting on?
Big arms, big dick. Big, look at the size of the man. He's a mountain of a man.
Now. What's it?
You're a big old fella now. Yeah. How are you getting on?
Yeah, we're looking
for
a backward.
Jim.
All good.
Well, 2021.
We had a bit of a mad few days, didn't we?
Yeah, to be honest, there was a mad few days, lad. Wasn't it?
It was just nuts.
I will say nothing about this fella, this man.
It was just nuts. But here,
we leave that behind us.
We leave that on the
long finger.
On the long finger. We leave it on the long finger because we have Seamus D here now, big DJ, big man.
Oh, we should have had the old tune on.
We should have. No, we play it at the end, will we?
Yeah, whatever.
We play it at the end of it.
You can play it through the whole thing, just in the song, because it's his song, it'll be no copyright.
Oh, yeah. But here, right, anyway. We'll jump into it. Your new old song. What do DJs call it, actually? Not the way you want to say,
an EP or something?
Yeah, like, it's not the way when singers release
a single. If it's a single track, it's a single. Then if it's like, say like three tracks, it'd be like an EP and an aunt over.
Yeah, but see, that'd be the same for like a band and all, wouldn't it?
How does it work, right? So no one in DJs is obviously making songs, like they're mashing up other people's songs. Like, how does that work in copyright now?
It's not always like that. So like you can basically like make your own songs own vocalists in and all. It's just a lot more difficult to do. Yeah. It's a lot easier for people to catch on to a track that they already know.
Yeah, I know.
For instance, if you have a big following, like the likes of like Rihanna, who I took the vocal from, or like Beyonce or any of them, when they put out a track, people listen to it 5 or 6 times that week that they release it. Whereas if somebody who's only starting off puts up something, nobody's going to listen to it five or six times. True, yeah. You get me? So they have a bigger influence on it.
Yeah, of course.
So it just helps a lot when you're using that to put it in. But then when people do covers, so say for instance, right, if I made a song and then I got like a certain artist to sing a song, but it was a Rihanna vocal or something vocal, you don't get copyrighted for that because it's a cover. It's not technically them.
That's deadly, yeah. That's a good way around it, Harley.
That's mad, isn't it?
Yeah. Good little loopholes.
And what, so your song was...
No, he did use Rihanna's vocal.
It was actually Rihanna's. Did you ever use anyone, did you ever bring anyone in to do it?
So when I initially released it was Rihanna's. Now we do own the rights to it. It's actually not Rihanna now that's singing it.
No way.
So
like what you were saying, it was someone else.
Yeah, but like it still does sound fairly similar. Like, it's an artist that sounds like, if you listen to it, like it does, yeah, like it's very hard, yeah. Even though I know it's not her, like it does still sound like her. It's mentally,
what a tune on the old Capital Radio and all. You feel that?
Yeah, no, it's doing well. So it's
doing the bits already.
Capital Radio, it's doing all right over here as well, like on the Irish radio stations, but the English ones are just like, that's getting mental numbers.
That's where you wanted to hit the English, aren't
you? The UK is where it's at, gigs wise and everything. Like,
they're more into that though, aren't they?
Oh, 100%. Like,
do you think SoundCloud is the way for, like, remember everyone, I'm a SoundCloud rapper and all this, but people actually get serious views?
SoundCloud was good for DJs though,
I'd rather go to SoundCloud for the remixes than Spotify sometimes, to be honest. You get fuck all.
Yeah, because you'll get the copyright isn't as strict, but in the last say 2 years it's after getting a lot more stricter. So though it isn't as strict as the likes of YouTube and Spotify, it still is.
Yeah, no,
you know what I mean?
And how long?
Go on.
No, sorry. What we don't say?
I was gonna say, do you get paid now, like through SoundCloud, to people?
So you can do a thing called monetizing. If you monetize it. But
can you monetize on SoundCloud?
That's what we're trying to do as well.
But the thing is, if you monetize something and you don't own the rights to it, so say for instance, you use like some artist's vocal and you put it on, you monetize that, like you can get sued for that. Now that's
old Mac Tenzin was doing that. His songs are getting taken out left, right, and centre of the vocal.
But see, what happens is, say for instance, like loads of people make remixes of other songs. So unless you're getting like mental views, that it comes to the attention of the person who made the song or their team.
Yeah.
They're not gonna know.
But you're making your own beats now. Serious beats.
Would it take you long?
Still, like, 2-3 weeks on a track sometimes.
Would
like,
it?
You know what I mean? Yeah, like, it's not like something. Like
for one song?
Yeah, I know some people like that would make tracks in like an hour, 2 hours.
And like, would they be bangers? Like?
Yeah. But it's just experience. Like, they're doing it a lot longer than me.
Yeah, but I have a little question here. Obviously, on the like equipment, is it good, important to have the proper equipment? Like, our DJs?
Oh, yeah, big time, yeah. Now, DJing and making music is two separate things. So
here we go. Yeah.
I didn't know that. No, I thought I was just doing this and all.
No. So, like, I'm DJing 9 years, but I'm only producing.
I actually seen the picture you put up the other day.
Was it in your bedroom?
Little table you had, and he just had a little speaker there and there. Laptop or something, yeah.
Yeah, no, I thought you were talking about another picture. I put up a picture of me DJing and Sin like 6 years, probably longer than that. It was me junior shirt, like.
Remember
Sin, man. 50 kilo at the time, like double the weight.
The old fish balls and Sin were the beast. You ever in there, no?
Sin, I was in it once. I think I was in it once.
Yeah, there used to be killings in there all the time, though.
€50 bands, pay €50 free drink for the night.
Get up.
Lord, what was that other place?
Where?
Devon used to go. Academy, was it?
I love Academy. I don't know what it is.
I only went there once and I wasn't allowed in.
Oh, my brother and all, we all got fucked out there, remember? Gas.
But here, no, you were saying about producing music.
Yeah.
Compared to DJing.
Yeah, so DJing, you're basically just playing two tracks. Yeah. So you have a track and it's playing, everybody can hear it, and then you're basically mixing the next track in and you kind of blend it so it's like a mix.
Just
the
letting a bit pop
so
in.
You're continuously playing the track. Producing is then making the song, like physically making it from scratch.
Yeah, the
and then
beats,
some
your
people say
that's hard. I used to try and do that on
GarageBand.
But some people turn around and say, "Oh yeah, that's just this vocal with a beat behind it." But like the beat behind it that everybody thinks is fuck all isn't.
No, because you're not putting a few.
Do you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of graph put into it, like so.
Yeah,
that's mad, isn't it?
Yeah, you wouldn't think there was loads behind it.
Because I remember getting a GarageBand on my phone. And sitting there going, "I ain't gonna fucking make a sound." Song and not having a clue, playing fucking trying to press a button to play the guitar and all.
Press the drums.
Yeah, remember I used to do that, but there's loads in it.
Yeah, big time. Like, and there's mad the difference between now and years ago as well. Like, now for you to make a song, like most of my songs are purely made through my laptop. Like,
yeah,
that's it. I do have outboard stuff that you would mess around with, but at least 90% of the song is made and arranged on a laptop.
Right,
whereas
right.
years ago, you needed to have money to buy equipment to put a song together.
Yeah,
so like you had to buy like basically like instruments to put it in. Like it's mental. Like,
so you could deal with the least. Like we could all you need is a laptop now. Basically, pretty much, and you just go on and buy all the apps and fucking. Like you won't need to be sitting there with like a little recordio and getting the fucking a drum or a bit of guitar or a bit of.
Yeah, you can buy like they're called VSTs. It's like basically a virtual instrument.
Yeah.
And there's millions of them. Like, do you know what I mean? You can just buy
like samples.
And then you get the samples off that.
Yeah, because we done that with a. We sort of done that with our yokes, didn't we?
Oh, it's our start of our town.
Yeah, our town for the start of
this. Snake Jazz.
It was like an app, but that Jordan has.
Yeah.
But you pay for it and people just put up free
samples.
Stuff. Like
free
you can't
samples,
get fucking copyright or anything because it's just all free.
Yeah. Yeah, there's loads of stuff like that where it's like royalty free where you can use the tracks and stuff.
That's fucking mad, isn't it?
Go on, I wanna ask them about the old events. The old secret events.
what's it called again?
Signature events.
When did you start that?
So originally it was supposed to start 2 years ago. So I started actually running my own events and just before lockdown, and I done two in the sound house, and on the third one was due to happen in May, and COVID happened.
Just
before that, then John got in contact with me. He was like, he'd like to get into the
shout
owner.
Out to Big John.
Big John.
He's the main man.
So me and John were just like, yeah, fuck it, we're running an event. So we booked one in the Button Factory, but it never got to go ahead. So we were sitting back and we were just like, we'll just wait for it, we'll wait for it. We rebooked it, then it got cancelled again over COVID. So
COVID is a
blast,
man. It's fucking
COVID's ruined everything.
At the start, it was just fucking up everything. But now they're talking about fucking just dropping all the fucking
Hopefully
it happens, man.
I just literally, I stopped watching the news and all. I'm just sick of it.
I think everyone just stopped fucking watching it, didn't they?
Trying to get over it.
Now, to be honest, I had a bad day at Christmas, man. It was a bad one. I had it for Christmas Day. Couldn't even do the presents or nothing with the young flim, man. He was at the bottom of the stairs and I'm at the top of the stairs and I was like, did you like that? Yes.
Throwing it down to him and all.
Yeah, throwing it down to him. Here's something.
Yours was mad though. You got your first time, you didn't even know you had it, and your second time, you were worse.
Yeah, the first time I got it. Did you ever have it?
No.
COVID. Oh, you're a lucky man. I got it twice. The first time I got it, 2020, I didn't even know I had it. Asymptomatic or something, is that what they call it?
Yeah.
That's what I was. And the second time I got it, man, I was getting fucking pains up my spine and up in my joints and my elbows and my knees and all, shaking in the bed. Oh, horrible, man. Even going for the PCR test up in City West, I seen an outlet with his kid, and it was a little girl. I say she wasn't older than 7, and she was screaming, crying as the woman was putting the open her nose. Man, I was like,
it's fucking horrible.
It's just mad, isn't it?
Yeah. It's sick, yo.
And what's the biggest? What's the biggest?
Sorry for that.
Yeah, we keep going on these tangents. What was the biggest? What was
event?
No, yeah, like numbers, number
was. Oh yeah, so what I was saying was, right, so John got onto me and he was saying we'd run something together, but in fact she didn't happen, blah blah and whatever. So we were like, you know what, fuck it, we'll do a rave instead.
Yeah, we'll do our own chats.
So the first rave we done, which was in Nice, that one, like
in a warehouse, was it?
Yeah, it was like a big abandoned building. Yeah,
across, I know exactly where it was.
There was like 4 floors to it. Now the top floor would have been unbelievable, but it was too dangerous. There was an elevator shaft in it.
Someone falling down that.
Just like, even though it would have been tops, it was just too messy. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fuck that. Especially everyone with a few drinks on them.
I know. Fair enough, it's a rave and whatever, but we try to do it as best we can. Have security at and everything. Like, we do try to make sure everybody
and
gets
have
there.
Buses
already.
And all.
Yeah, buses up and back
to
and everything.
From.
Yeah,
that's savage setup.
So
that's mad.
Yeah, but that one went well. Then the second one we done was in Wicklow, and the Wicklow one was like probably the biggest one that we done. So we've only done 3 so far.
Yeah.
The Wicklow one, I'd say 350 or something like that.
That's good number, isn't it?
Yeah, the top of a mountain.
You're
daily
hours, savage. Yeah. That's class, isn't it? Top of a mountain, get up out of a big rave.
And daily.
And did the rain hold off or what?
Yeah, it didn't rain the whole time. So it was like it's like a castle. And say the castle at the top like is all open like this. So that's where we had the DJ booth.
Yeah, savage.
And then underneath it, there's a big room. So I had like another little venue down the bottom
yeah,
floor as well.
Savage.
Do you know what I mean? Had a little speaker going in there and all. So it was just
quality.
It was dead.
And what do you just, like, you just drive around and look for spots?
Yeah, like, where do you come up with the ideas
so
for spots?
The first one, we were going to actually do it in this big warehouse in Nice, yeah? And we went up, me, John, and one of the other boys, and we were like, right, this is where we're going to do it, and this warehouse is huge. And we were like, if we're only doing, like, say, 100, 150 people, we won't need all this space, so we want everybody in close enough that it looks half decent. Instead of having everybody sprawl out between
course,
a big huge area, like, because it was like the size of a football pitch. So what we done was, we cleaned it up, and we were going to buy fences and get the whole thing fenced off, right? After cleaning it up, then we were looking. The next day we came down and we didn't notice that there's a big huge hole in the wall. So if we had lights, the lights would have been shining out the hole.
Over in the corner.
And there's a main road like fairly close to it. So
you would have been
all
caught.
Homeless men are living there.
Yeah.
it's up where my board's cafe is. It is.
Yeah, so.
Spot.
Yeah.
You can talk about where it was now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's up near the Nice Ball.
The Nice
place.
Ball, yeah. That's where we were going to do it for. It was just too risky. It would have got stopped early. But like, we end up cleaning up. We were there for 2 hours or something, cleaning the whole place. And there was just a square cleaned off in the building and like nothing there.
anybody wants to try
a rave there, because we're not going.
I remember years ago when I tried to do raves. Remember when Project X and all came out?
Everyone was trying
me,
to have
me and John Redmond, fucking shout out John Boy. We tried to do an old rave in the Orchard.
did you?
Yeah, we did. About 40 people there in the generator. Getting locked. I think it was 16 or so.
Oh,
I love it. But what was it? I have something else here as well about it. Yeah, have you ever done gigs like abroad or anything like that in England or anything?
Yeah, well, not in England now. So we went over to Santa Ponsa and I done a season over there.
Did you?
In 2007 And that was deadly. Like, I was over there for the summer.
And paid and drink.
Oh, it was messy. Like, it was proper messy. Like, I drank every single day. And I was DJing. Say, like, you'd start DJing at 12 o'clock at night till 6 in the morning.
Oh,
and then you do that like 5 nights a week. And then I was doing 2 boat parties a week. So sometimes, like, you get like 3 hours sleeping and you're up and you're going out to a boat party for the day.
Savage. But you'd love it though. You'd,
oh yeah, like it is heavy, but like at the same time, you're just like, yeah, fuck
yeah,
it.
You're like, yeah, go on, get up, I'm ready to go.
But so sometimes then you'd be doing that, and like I'd be on the boat, and I used to always bring like now pre-recorded mixes. Sometimes I'd be in bed.
Yeah,
I'd go to sleep for an hour every day. When the boys be tending the DJ and all, I'd go have a nap and all, and then get back up, yeah, and then just back on the sangria. Then
I always sangria blow the head off.
Oh,
they're tough.
They are tough. You can't do a lot of them.
You can do a lot of them.
No, you can't.
The boat party is normal, man.
Oh, yeah. We went to a serious boat party in Ibiza. Oh, man, me and Garnain. What a fucking...
Yeah, Ibiza, some spot. I went the following year, 2018, I went over initially to do a season, but we only lasted about 6 weeks.
And where was this in Santa Ponsa again?
No, in Ibiza.
Oh, in Ibiza, yeah?
Yeah.
And where were you going to be doing it from?
So, I just went over and I was like, you know what, I'm just going to go. I'll sort it when I get there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, fuck it, I'll just go over. So I went over and paid for a hotel for a month. And what happened was the first week we got there, I met this fella. He's actually from Talla. And he was saying to me, oh, like, I have an apartment and all, and we have a room there. Yeah. And if you want, and I was like, yeah, lovely.
Happy days.
So I was like, that's our accommodation sort. And then coming to the end of when we were finishing the hotel, I texted him and I was like, yeah, look, I'm out here in 5 days. Like, can I move in? Oh, one of the boys at the moving in. This fella for real, you know what I mean?
Seriously,
so then when we were looking, so we had 5 days to find somewhere, yeah. And we were looking and...
on the hunt.
It was everywhere, it's like $2,000 a month, $2,000 deposit, €1,000 agency fee. So for the first month, I paid $5,000. I brought less than that over with me, and then sure, you just squandered the money.
Yeah, of course
you do. You know what I mean? Just spend on drink and all.
Oh, man, I left me soul in a bit of that
year. Did you? I never went. I probably wouldn't either. I'm more of a
fucking Irish bar type man.
Yeah, I'm more of a sit there. That's not my voice. I would love to go to one of the raves though.
I definitely want to go to a rave.
Because I went when we were at Electric Picnic.
The old raves, man.
When we were at Electric Picnic, we went to that the fucking rave in the woods at the end of it, and they do it at 4 a.m.
Yeah. Where was that?
That's
made?
Only when it starts.
Is that made, is it?
Electric Picnic is in. No, it's in Stradbally.
Where the fuck is that?
Miles off,
that's
miles between Leash and somewhere else or something, isn't it?
Yeah, something like that, yeah.
But that rave in the woods was deadly. That was started at 4 a.m. and just went
disco
down.
Biscuits, like?
Just everyone mad.
Mashed.
Oreo biscuits.
They had this big big muck dome, right, that everyone was standing in. And it was everyone out of their heads racing each other down and all this coming. They were getting happy down and just face planting in the middle of the muck.
Oh man, what's wrong with some people, man?
But it was like, you know, like a little skate park, but it was just all muck. And that's there was just everyone just legging it. But it was deadly though.
They think like festivals and all never come back. Watch the story, like, you know, it's just COVID was fucking.
I'd say so. I don't know, like, it's hard to tell, cause
isn't it? It's hard,
everybody thought this year we're gonna start nightclubs open, this, that, and the other, and then they're after going, it's not like even like me and John now have a gig booked in the Soundhouse on the 25th of February, and people are texting us and be like, oh, when are tickets on sale, and this, that, and the other, and we're like, there's no point. I'd rather not put the tickets on sale till the week before. Yeah. And it's actually going ahead, they're taking everybody's money for the sake of it, and then turn around and be like, oh yeah, it's postponed for another fucking 10 months. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Having to go through the whole hassle of handing money out and all.
Yeah, probably have to hand money back.
Yeah, fuck that, man. And have you any plans to fucking do? Well, obviously, we're saying that they're not on, but would you like to be doing festivals and all?
Yeah. So I can't go into big detail about it yet, but there is one planned, hopefully. Within the first 6 months of the year.
Happy days.
And
is this true? Who we are signed with and all now?
No, this is
just your own yoke.
Yeah, this is our own thing. Like,
but what about you're signed up with Sony?
Yeah, so I'm signed up. Sony Columbia. There's loads of actually, like, this Sony's like a corporation. There's like 10 different labels. So I'm with Sony Columbia. So I'm with them for three tracks. So I've released the fourth one, which is out like 5 weeks now.
And it's hopping around.
Yeah, so like the goal is obviously to get into the UK charts. I'm doing well now in the iTunes charts. I'm like in the top 20 over in the UK in dance, and in all genres I'm in the top 100.
Get up, that's so, still like, good, it's still alright, like, you know what I mean?
So once that kind of gets more views and the more it builds up,
the man from Jover,
yeah, the closer it comes. I'm actually from Kilnardin,
for fuck's sake.
You had to say that. Can we cut that bit out?
The man from Kilnardin, New Fowler. Love it.
Fuck, that's mental, isn't it?
Yeah, that's quality though, to be honest. Yeah. That is savage.
That's mad. And how long did that one take you?
To make? Yeah, I'd say probably 2 weeks maybe.
2-3 weeks.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, I don't like that. Just take that or do that.
That's the thing. When the track got put out, it was like 4 minutes and 20 seconds. But then, like, obviously for radio and stuff, has to cut it down.
Yeah, of course.
So it had to be cut down to 3. But then the same radio stations over in the UK, that are like, it's a bit long, we want it a little bit shorter. So, like, there's one or two stations that want it at 2 minutes. So it was like nearly half.
Would you not just make different variants then of it?
Oh, there is. There's about 15. Oh,
you're on the ball anyway.
Well, and how do you come up with it? Like, how do you come up with a song?
You just have to like, plan for it.
Yes, it's more about just
like to hear something and go
for hours. Like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. It's like, or sometimes you might be out and you'd hear music and you're inspired by it, and then you go back and then you get this, and then you download different sample packs or new VSTs and you mess around with them, you're like, oh, this sounds good. But even looking at all the bigger artists, it's all just about just being there in the studio and just messing about with it until something happens. Like, it's not like anything mad technical where you have to do this, this and this. Like, most of the people that make songs don't know much about music, in a sense where, like, not a way like they can't like play the piano or anything. Like, MIDI keyboards and stuff like that, but I wouldn't be able to play like a song. Like, if you don't know, I don't know how to, like, I'd mess around and be like, that sounds top,
that little
record that bit and then just mess around on the computer. Yeah, like, do you know
exactly
what I mean?
Yeah, on the other side of that, like, say when you make up your songs or your tunes, whatever you want to call them, like, is anyone says, you're using my mixes, or, you know what I mean? Yeah, you're robbing my blade and flowers or something.
Not really, no.
Any beef going on?
No, not really. It's not like the rap scene, like, do you know what I mean? It's not like that. Like,
you're robbing my flowers.
You're robbing my beef.
No, like, it's not that bad. Like, people wouldn't really be like, the only people that would be saying things like that would be like the artists that you take the vocals from, and even at that, they're not even going to give you a look in unless you're getting millions of views, and then they're going to be like, here, you're out to making money from that, because if you put things up on Spotify and start getting decent views and you get paid for that, YouTube, unless you monetize it, but the thing is if you monetize things that you don't own the rights to, you can get yourself in trouble for.
They're done for, that's it for YouTube.
You wouldn't think there was that much involved in it, wouldn't you? You think you were just there, like,
if you were,
I heard a fucking old Johnny singing there, I'm gonna throw it on top of
collaborations. Any collaborations you'd love to do going forward?
I'd love to do,
like, with other DJs,
I've been working on I worked on two tracks with Robbie G.
Shout out Robbie G.
He's unbelievable. Robbie's one of them people that he will be able to show a track in like an hour or two. Exactly. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's that much more, because, like, I'm DJing 9 years, Robbie's probably producing 9 years. He has that a lot over. Robbie's probably, I'd say, one of the best producers in the country. Him and another lad, Ev Wild.
Yeah,
and he's the most under. Ev is like probably one of the most underrated producers, but like, songs he does be sending me.
There's loads. It's not a fucking, like, it's a bit of a saturated market though, is it, at the minute? Like, there's loads and not SoundCloud DJs, but a lot of DJ Irish DJs coming up. But it's good though, in a way. There's a lot of music coming from the Irish DJs. Bissett and all fucking his tune with Silky.
I forget who I was talking down. We were saying, do you think that, see all that fucking, the whole, a big beat drop, do you think that's all done away with? Well, not done away with, but you know, like, there's always a stage where, like,
in the song,
a load of songs will come out and there's they all sound the same because it's just one big beat drop in it, and then I just like fucking go mad for a few seconds.
But it depends what type of genre of music you're listening to. Like people would say like, oh, I listen to house, but like there's loads of different types of house. Like there's tech house, there's deep house, like, yeah. Like, do you know what I mean? It's not just the
house. Garage house, yeah. Garage like that, yeah. I'll make the old tune.
But there is, but there is.
We'll do a lot of ad libs for you. No, but skitia.
Be taking over the UK scene by next year.
Shut up. Bullet.
Imagine being that. Imagine having to be that person that everyone rings is like, hey.
Will you do
the skit? I need you to just come in and say something that sounds like a door.
Yeah, but half the time it's the rappers that are doing it. I was looking at Tion Ryan has a documentary up and like he's going on, but like there's bits in it where you see clips of him just doing the ad-libs, so like there's no music playing, no nothing, and you can just hear them doing all the noises.
That's what you never see your man gas. Your man Russ, is it? He goes, shut up, yeah, bully. That stuck in my head. That lives rent free in my head.
Right, let's pull away from the music there for a minute.
Here we go for it.
What about, remember you set up your whole gym, remember you were doing the Oak in the Park during COVID?
Yeah, well, yeah. SD Fitness.
Yeah, so
you're still going with that anyways, yeah?
Yeah.
Are you in anywhere now or is it still outdoor?
Yeah, no, so what happened there was,
so he's representing the man, look, it's on him.
Yeah, have
he's
me representing on all.
SD Fitness, fair play, yeah.
SD Fitness 98.
So basically when about 3 or 4 years ago when I was in college doing engineering, at the same time I was like, I wanted to do a PT course. I didn't want to even do it to become a PT, I just wanted to do it for my own self, because I love training. Like, well, I always trained since my kid, like, do you know what I mean? Always in something, whether it was a kickboxing or football, or, do you know, I was always in something. And I done that, and then obviously I was flat out DJing coming up to COVID, like I was doing like 5-6 gigs a week or whatever, like, I was busy and I was working.
That's flat out.
Yeah, and then COVID happened, so going for 5-6 gigs a week, and like you wouldn't DJ for less than like 150, 250
a week. Was that what you get paid, yeah?
Yeah, I'm like, that's like certain club gigs that during the week, and then like you get more than that for weekend gigs or parties and stuff like that as well.
Sure, you'd be doing longer, wouldn't you, on the weekends? Yeah,
it depends, like, do you know what I mean? Because then some nights, like, some places, like, say for a club, like, they might have 4 or 5 DJs in, so you might only get you in for an hour, but like, you get 100 quid for an hour. Do you know what I mean? Which is good, like, do you know what I mean?
Cash in hand as well.
Come here, that's the best thing about it.
Not really.
No,
most of it is kind of gone, like, all
I'd say nowadays, like nowadays it's gone.
Unless you're
gone
doing like parties and stuff like that, but like I'm not really doing parties anymore.
You used to do parties, is
it? Yeah, yeah. Like when I started off, we started off house parties. Then I started doing them Wee I Young, remember that?
Oh my god, yeah. Remember Wee I Young?
I started DJing at them.
Remember old Carl Kelly? He used to be an old DJ, didn't he? Show little Carl, not little anymore, but.
Yeah, but I used to do that, and then after that, then I was kind of just, I got into start doing parties and club gigs, and you'd get more money for parties than club gigs. Like the Dublin club scene, like the money, unless you have a big name behind you, you're getting fuck all for it.
Yeah.
So then it's I was doing parties, then I'm getting 50, 60, whatever euro an hour. So like obviously I take that over a club gig. So if you get off the club gig and they're doing a party, surely you're going to go for the one day again, getting 400 quid a night instead of going for something.
400 bucks, yeah, right job. We'd be taking that anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
So we were saying when we used to do a, and me, Bobby and Jordan used to do it.
He was in the old band, he was in a boy band.
A few years,
he used to play the drums.
Yeah. He used to play the little drum box, little We were getting deadly money. We were down nearly every weekend down in Wexford. And we were down 2 nights, Friday and a Saturday. And we're getting 150 each.
Love it. And were you getting paid drink up? Oh, that's the best part.
For the whole night.
And do you get free drink? Or you probably won't drink,
yeah, well, when I started off, like, now, like, from about, say, 16 to about 19, I used to be, like, I'd always drink on a DJ. But then, like, I started driving and all, and I was just, you'd rather have an option of driving to a gig, getting paid and coming back with money,
or
going to do a gig, spending nearly all your money, and you get a few free drinks, but, anytime I ever drink, I drink loads, like, do you know what I mean? I don't, like, I wouldn't be one person to say, I'll have one or two drinks, like, do you know what I mean?
Doesn't he? Has no business head on him anyway.
Yeah, you can't pay that now. Sure, even to do what you were doing during COVID was a good idea.
That is it. Yeah. Out in the parks, fair play.
Sure, the parks, it's free to use.
Pretty much, but they actually brought out things. So, what you call it? I basically, when I stopped DJing, then I got into, I was like, I want to make, like, I always have something, yeah. I want to make money, like, do you know what I mean? Like, so, everyone, whatever, everyone whatever it. Like that, like, I always have that drive, like, one job just isn't cutting, yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. So, I bought a shed and started PTing people out in my back garden. So, initially, right, what I was going to do was, I was going to pick two girls and two fellas, yeah, and say, right, I'm going to train this for free for 8 weeks. And I wanted to get transformation photos, like, do you know what I mean? Because yeah, if course, you just hear yeah. the PT and you yeah, haven't seen that work, people yeah. ain't going to go to you, yeah?
Pitch at the start and then at the end.
Yeah, so that's what I was going to do. Now, the ones that actually done it, most of them didn't stick it out. But I was only in it, like, I only started doing it a week and I actually started getting clients. I was like, I didn't do it thinking it would have, like, actually picked up as well as it
so
did.
So fast, like.
Yeah, and then what happened was one of the days I was down with my dad's and I was talking to my granddad and he was down the school of mountain, like, he sold it and all, but he turned around to me and he was like, the one thing that used to bug him was they could only teach one person at a time. He was like, I would have loved him to be able to teach 10 people at a time, you know what I mean? Because you're making more money.
Course,
even if they're giving less, you're making more.
Yeah.
And that's just something that stuck with me. I was like, yeah, I'm going to do that, like, do you know what I mean? So then I started doing the boot camps. So now it's gone from, I was doing it at the park just before you get to the Kiltipa. Now it's gone to Kilnard and Astros.
The KCS school?
No, the community centre.
Oh, the community centre.
Yeah, so I'm doing it in the Astros there, so it's starting back now tomorrow.
Happy days, and you've booked up with loads
of people. Yeah, it's doing alright, yeah.
Better on the Astros, I'd say, with the weather and all.
Definitely, yeah. The big thing that had torn people off as well is the muck, because especially, like, say, for instance, steps and all. If you're stepping up onto something, you step muck onto it, and then if you have to do something, you have to put your hands on. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's messy, but I couldn't move it indoors, because if I moved it indoors, and then something happened with COVID, then I have to cancel the boot camp. So I'd rather do it outdoors and hold off for another year before I move indoors.
Yeah. And then probably down the line, open up a gym or something.
That's what I was... Last year, like, I had it in my head, I wanted to open one in January. But at the time, I was working full-time. So I was working in a DJ shop, only up the road there.
A DJ shop?
Yeah. So I'd do, like, a full week's working there. And then I was PTing before and after it. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So flat out anyway.
Yeah, but I was real restricted into what I was doing. Because, obviously, I could only take PTs from, say, 6 to 10 in the morning.
Yeah.
Or from 7:30 onwards at night time. Do you know what I mean? I couldn't get that people during the day because I was obviously in work. So what I done was, I was like, right, I left there just before Christmas.
You left the job?
Yeah. So now I'm doing this full time. So I want to be able to make sure that I can actually support myself doing it first before taking a commitment.
So you're full in now on SD Fitness, James.
Yeah.
Fair play.
That and Revs.
That's a mad mix.
Where's the most money coming from? That's what I want to know.
To be fair, right, at the minute for me, the PT is right, because one, the rails are once a month, but we're keep reinvesting, like, we're buying equipment, we're buying things, like, we're not squandering the money, like, it's not like we're getting the money and, like, oh yeah, going out and buying clothes and all that, you know what I mean? So, like, we haven't took out of that money, like, that money gets invested into things,
of course,
do you know what I mean?
Sure, that's the best way of doing it, anyway.
Yeah, look, you're better off investing into something and then in a year's time, then say, right, I'm after making this amount of money, I'll take that, do you know what I mean?
Even both the raves could be huge in a year's time, and especially your little PT as well, that could be huge as well. You could get big clients, you never know.
Yeah, exactly.
Celebrities, like, even.
Steve-O was on with us. No, Stephen Owens.
Yeah, he trains down there as well, yeah.
So he was fucking training Robbie Keane there only 2-3 weeks ago.
Yeah.
I mean, you never know, you could get someone, you just fucking blow up then, your page will blow up then, social media as well.
And what, how many clients do you have? Do you have many?
At the minute, so I've about 15 at the boot camp, and
that's cool, man.
I'd say...
Probably 10 hour head or something, is it?
What's it?
10 hour head.
So I do it, it's 50 for 2 weeks or 80 for a month.
Savage.
It's 3 classes a week, like, you know what I mean?
That's cool, man.
And then I've about...
Get on to them there.
7 or 8 for the PTs, but they're all down like 2 or 3 days a week.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
That's not bad though, is it? Three nights.
Yeah, that is good.
Sure.
Very good. I just wanna get signed by a label. If anyone wants to grab me there, sign me up.
was it mad? Obviously now you were saying that there's loads of labels.
The Illuminati and all that.
Of Sony, but I'd say it was just mad to have.
Yeah, now Sony were one of the last people to get in touch. It's like, it was mad because I had the track out. I released the track in February last year, and it went out, and a mate of mine, Locke and Mills, he shared on his TikTok. It was doing all right numbers, but like nothing to brag about. Like, do you know what I mean? And Locke put it up on his TikTok, and it just started getting mental viewers. Getting DJs text me from England, can you send that over to me? I'll play it, and this, that, and you're sending me videos, and it was mad.
And would you send it on?
Yeah, surely.
People probably trying to rob the song on that.
No, but you couldn't.
No, how could he? My name's on it anyways.
Yeah, true.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah. Be sending that to everyone. Yeah, like, the more people, the way I look at it is, I'd rather send it to people for nothing, for them to play it, and the more people to hear
for the
next time, then when you put it out and whatever, like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know exactly.
But yeah, so it got noticed then in the summertime, and there was a few, I'd say, maybe six different labels that got in contact with me.
They're all fighting over you.
But it was like, they must have like a little group chat, like, now if you're trying to say, like, oh yeah, like, look who I'm going to sign or something, because
you tell me, give them this.
It was literally like, one person got in touch with me, and then in the space of a week, the rest of them did, and I was like, how, like, in the space of a week, do they all know? Like, do you know what I mean?
That's what happens. They do, all these people are talking.
People talk.
It's like even a, it's like what we were saying the other day, and it's like what we do with work. Like, see all the different scaffolding companies, they'll ring and go, "Oh, did you get asked the price that yoke up and yoke? Or will you go less on this one, and then the next big one they have, I want pricey, you can do it."
Is that what he's at? Is, yeah.
That's what they're all at.
He's at that is this cunt.
They're all working together to work against each other.
Yeah, he's undercutting all over the gaff.
it's just business.
Come in 10 grand cheaper there now, we'll put up a bit of scaffold.
And then the next one, then you just charge this, and sure, we'll get you in then.
Yeah, what's
that? But that's what I'm saying, it's probably like the labels are all saying, are you telling me you're going to give them this many months?
And can you say what other labels they were that were trying to get you, or is that like a little bit against
Sony? I went with Sony. It was the biggest name, right?
The
first one that got in touch was Defected.
Defected.
And like, that's what I was like, Defected is like one of my favourites.
Yeah, that's where you go for the tunes, all the Defected.
Yeah, like, do you know what I mean? Defected, like, all the DJs on Defected at Hops, but like, it was just like, the way I was looking at it was like, Sony would have had a way better chance of getting the clearance for them vocals than Defected would have, because even though Defected is such a big label, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There was always that chance, and all of them always said there always is a chance that we could go for this, and they could say no. Do you know what I mean? Because like, we had to get approval from like Rihanna's management team.
That's mad. That, like, here's a song. Here's old Seamus D. Yeah. Like, here's a song.
Rihanna's sitting there going, "Who's Seamus?"
Yeah.
We've never heard the name Seamus. What? Who is this? Sitting there eating a banana out in the middle of the fucking Caribbean.
And she's listening to that tune.
And she's sitting there going, "There's me, but it's not me."
Yeah.
It's actually not her.
That's mad, isn't it?
That is mad.
But they would have been the biggest one, obviously.
Yeah, so that's what I was looking at. Like, if I was going to do it, I wanted to do it where it actually worked, you know what I mean? And it did. So,
of course
I'm glad I did take that option. Like, you know,
and you're doing a
three-track deal, yeah.
Three-track deal, so. 50 grand. Happy days.
I wouldn't say 50 grand now.
And what is it? What do they say? Obviously, you can't say what they say to you, but like, what is it they say to you? Like, what do they go, "Alright, we'll throw it here and we throw it there, and then if it gets this, you have to give us this, and then all this crack,
like,
is it?"
No, it's like
it's the loads of terms.
When they said we'll go for the track, like, they were like, "Right, you need to get onto a lawyer," and I'm glad I did, because like, they put me onto a lawyer, right? But it was actually a different label that put me onto a lawyer, but they were saying, like, make sure the lawyer goes through with you first, and there was loads of mad terms that if they turn around with me and goes, "Yeah, sign this," I would have done it straight away, because I was thinking, like, you're thinking what the outcome is. You're not thinking about what everything and like all the small writing is. Do you know what I mean? You would have been like, grand. And then there was loads of little things. I'm not gonna say exactly what it was, but there was loads of little small things that dragged it out. That, say, for instance, from the time that we agreed that we were gonna sign a contract to the time the contract was actually signed was probably like close to 2 months.
Going through all the fine print.
Yeah. And like, think about that. If I didn't have a lawyer, I would have been like, yeah, grand. Yeah, and there would have been things.
You're probably
it,
giving away rights out. And all. Like, yeah, would have been giving away rights of the song and stuff like that.
That's
not
mad, isn't it?
Yeah, it's selling mental.
The,
yeah.
And like, did Illuminati knock around? Yeah,
yeah, rocking up, rocking up to the Gap and all, bring me up.
We're about to sell our soul, aren't we? Yeah. Remember, you were knocking into us.
They knocked into us there the other day, yeah.
Yeah, they're yeah, saying man. That we had a few viewers and all.
they said, how are you getting on, boys?
A Freemasons not.
Yeah, exactly.
Go down this, or not going down
no,
this.
No, don't
corridor.
go down that rabbit hole. But
That's another day.
What's
But look, we'll tell you the juice. Look, if everyone wants to know.
Shut up. No, but here, the one question we always ask everyone: what's your plans for the next 5 years? Now, why don't you ask them there now, Johnny?
Tell us the goals. Finish out this episode for 2022.
So the goals are UK top 40, UK top 10.
Top 10.
UK top 10. I want to start these in more internationally because there's not many
clubs
anyways.
True.
And then I want to open a gym.
And what would you call your gym? That'd be hard.
I don't know.
SMD.
Because I'm not going to call it, like, now obviously, like, the branding now is SD Fitness, but I'm not going to call it that. But he changed it, yeah.
I like the little gladiator head now.
Yeah, it looks well, doesn't it?
Yeah, I like it. Yeah. I want a jumper.
What would you call it?
Yeah, that's a good one. I don't know. We're stuck on this now. We're going to come up with a name from now.
We'll come up with a name. We'll think of a name. It'll have to be S&D.
It'll have to be, yeah. S&D. Or DJ with me.
Or what?
S&D.
What about DJ Gym?
The DJ Gym. Where all the DJs go to.
Just all DJs go.
And they're just pressing loads
of
keys.
Most DJs don't gym.
You have to be a DJ to be
there. That's what I was going to say. TikTok. Would you go on TikTok and fucking live stream on TikTok and do little sets and all to build up your
brand? That's what actually be good.
I have a TikTok page already. So I only started up the TikTok when I started down the rails.
There's actually a fella that's flat out. I think he was had him at a rave yoke. He's a bit of a heavier lad.
Look, and that's the fellow I said to you.
Is that him?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's a beast.
Yeah, 200k followers.
What, he
or
does that on TikTok too?
Yeah, he's a beast, man. Goes the belters or something he does.
Yeah,
that.
He goes through like tracks and stuff like that. That's a big thing that helped my track was. And I have to say, big shout out to Larkin.
Big shout out to Larkin. He's a big man on the old TikTok, definitely.
But yeah, no, he basically go through like different tracks like to listen to, and he just is be bopping around his realm as LEDs.
Yeah,
because
I followed him, so I get all the little tunes for SoundCloud off him, to
be honest. Yeah, so he puts up the little pictures and all, so you can see which ones they look like and all.
Yeah, because people do that now, because most people don't go out. They do a Friday night with fucking.
Friday night with Sinbad
and Monkfish, and they do DJing on TikTok, and they say plug us into your speaker there and we'll play a few songs.
Yeah, but that was great.
Idea,
so if I don't see you through the week, I'll see you through the window.
Keep your head out the microwave
and be Seamus D
and Seamus, do your outro.